Hello, welcome to Original Podcast, where I talk about originally regional stuff. And because it's my very first episode, I was just thinking of one of my favorite cities, and many of the listeners would notice that my favorite city is Liverpool. So my first episode is going to be talking about Liverpool. And I've got a very special guest, Edmund Chan from Liverpool. Hello, welcome.
Hi, Billy. Yeah.
Hello, hello.
Yeah.
All right, lad.
Yeah, all right there.
All right, lad. Did you have some brekkie?
Did have brekkie today, actually.
Did brekkie, yeah. Brekkie. Okay, so let me just introduce a little bit about Edmund. Mm-hmm. Edmund's parents are from Hong Kong. So Edmund was born and raised in Liverpool, spent lots of time in Liverpool. So could you please introduce more about yourself to me as well?
Yeah, sure. So yeah, so I was born in Liverpool. I was actually born in a hospital in Everton, which I don't think it exists anymore. I like to say I was born in Everton just because I'm a Blue. So
Everton Blue, yeah.
So I grew up in Liverpool, went to school there, actually went to university there as well. So I spent like my life up until like about the age of 22 there. And I lived in a part of Liverpool called Mossley Hill. It's a really nice part of town. It's quite suburban, so it's not like really the inner city. I had a great time growing up in Liverpool.
Great. We've been like keeping in touch on social media, and I noticed that your handle is Scouse Chan. Right.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So I can see like you've got like such proud in Scouts, like me putting like Korean in front of my name, Korean Billy, and there's Scouts Chan.
Yeah. So I guess like kind of once a Scouser, like you're always going to be a Scouser. There's always going to be a part of my identity. Back in the days when you set up your first email address. So I tried to use my name, like Edmund Chan.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that Edmund Chan is actually a really popular name. Like, I mean, it must be like, I don't know, like thousands of people in Hong Kong called Edmund Chan or in the US or something. Yeah. So I couldn't use Edmund Chan. I tried, one, two, three, and what? Yeah. So it didn't work. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to be Scouse Chan.
It's actually same logic with my handle as well, because like my last name is Kong. So I tried to make Billy Kong because my English name is Billy. But Billy Kong was obviously already taken back then.
Yeah.
So I just put Korean and then Billy. And that's how I started my nickname as a Korean Billy.
Yeah, interesting. So very similar.
Yeah, so Korean Billy, Scouse Chan. So you're basically Asian Scouser then, right?
Yeah, that's kind of how I would see myself. Although, interestingly, growing up, I saw myself more just as a Scouser. You know, you don't really think about kind of race and ethnicity so much. I would say so, but it's something that you are always aware of. But like, I think as I've kind of like grown up, like the that side of it, like that Asian Chinese part of me has become more important.
So you didn't necessarily say I'm Asian Scouser or even just Asian, Scouser.
Back in those days, just be a Scouser.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But what was it exactly like? Because like when you were at school, it was almost like, how long ago? It was like more than 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So like, how was it back then? What was it like growing up as an Asian Scouser in Liverpool?
So like there's been a Chinese community in Liverpool for a long time, like way longer than like when I was young. Like it goes back to like, I don't know, like, you know, early 1900s or maybe even beyond. And I think that's to do with Liverpool's history as like a major port during the British Empire days. But for me growing up, there was always a Chinese community around. Like, you know, in school, they'd always be like, you'd always get like the Chinese kids. And like sometimes you'd be friends with them, you know, maybe not all of them, but you would probably tend to like gravitate towards each other. So like there were loads of like Chans like me. There were loads of Chows, loads of Chungs. So we all have like those Cantonese names because a lot of us, like our families come from Hong Kong. So growing up, you'd have your friends. Like, so you wouldn't really distinguish them as like different, but I would say you would probably, like for me, a lot of my friends growing up were probably Chinese as well.
Because I know that Liverpool has the oldest Chinese community, which was established back in 19th century. So like even like when you were born, like there was already an established Chinese community back then. So you didn't really feel that lonely or that isolated back then?
No, not really. And like my parents back in those days, they had a restaurant as well. So I guess like kind of traditional, kind of, you know, what you think is like a stereotypical Chinese family. But actually, you know, I didn't grow up like with a strong, like I didn't really feel like there was a strong Chinese culture, funnily enough, because being like a kid from an immigrant family, like my parents were always working. But it was great for me in a sense, because I grew up like I have a lot of siblings, and a lot of the time at home it was just me and my siblings. So you can kind of get up with like staying up late, and you know, you can watch all the horror movies on TV, no one's going to tell you off. Things like people would kind of frown upon now. My childhood was pretty cool.
But like within the community it should be fine, but what about like at school? Because I believe like Liverpool is still like the majority is obviously white people there. So at school you must have been kind of like a minor within the minor group.
What was it like? Definitely, like you definitely kind of noticed that you're a minority. And I think it's probably still the same in Liverpool now. To be honest, there was a bit of racism around. Like, you know, you get people kind of saying things to you sometimes. Like for me, I was like, I could always like stand up for myself. So you kind of like, you know, you had to say something back, or you're say, "Oh, fucking twat," you or something. So, you know what I mean? You just say
typical
something.
Typical racism.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, but you know, you get targeted a little bit for that.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah, I think for me and for a lot of people, like from my background in Liverpool, you're just trying to assimilate.
Yeah.
You're just trying to, okay, I just want to get on. You're trying to get on with your life. You just, you know, we're all trying to kind of, you know, we're all trying to grow. We're all trying to kind of enjoy our lives. So it wasn't really that big an issue, but I'd say in my school anyway, like the work that I attended, people from like minority backgrounds, we'd probably kind of stick together maybe a bit more. Like not in a way where you exclude others, but it just, you know, you had more things in common. Like you could share experiences, you can maybe like talk about what your parents did and you know, that kind of things, where like with like maybe you'd have more in common with them than a lot of the white kids.
Like, because like you were not completely on your own, you still had other people to share things together as well.
Yeah, exactly.
But would you, like, do you personally think that if you had lived in London or any other bigger cities, you would have experienced less racism or would have had less tough time?
Honestly, right, that's just my opinion. I don't think so. I think you'd still have similar experiences even in London. Because, like, you know, people talk about London being like a very multicultural place, which it is. But within that, I'd say in the UK, I'd say that the Chinese are probably we're like one of the smaller minorities in terms of number. So I think, you know, some of that stuff probably would still happen. But London is definitely a bigger melting pot. And I think I didn't realize that until I got older, until, you know, I spent time in London. I mean, to be honest, growing up, if you'd asked me when I was young, I would have said Liverpool is a really diverse place. Like it is to a degree, but in terms of numbers, it's not.
Right.
Like, you know, there's still, like, if you look at kind of like the number of like people from Chinese backgrounds, it's still relatively small.
Right.
And I'd say a lot of the Chinese people that grew up when I was there, a lot of them have probably moved. So like, you know, I'm in London. And people, you know, a lot of people might have moved to Manchester and other cities as well.
Right. Going back to the Chinese community, like, because I also love Liverpool, I tried to just look, like, check out all the different areas within Liverpool as well. And I noticed that there was a Chinatown as well. Like you said, like, there was an established community, Chinese community in Liverpool as well. And I heard that, like, the gateway of the Chinatown is the biggest one, you know, outside China. Even like not just biggest one in the UK.
No, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, but the arch is the biggest one outside China.
Right. I thought it was like the biggest in Europe, but I thought maybe like America somewhere had something bigger. But if you're saying it is,
then
I know it's definitely the biggest in the UK.
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of quite funny as well, because if you go, like, if people like have been to Chinatown in Liverpool, it's actually really small.
Right.
Like, you'd think it would be big because it's the oldest, but compared to like even Manchester, it's like tiny.
Right.
It's like one street, and then a lot of the shops on there are not even Chinese.
Yeah.
It's like, I think it's past its heyday, if you know what I mean. Like, like the Chinese community that was there, like I say, a lot of them have kind of moved on, and then it's just like the remnants of it. It's just, in a way, it's quite sad.
Because when we talk about Chinatown and just naturally think of Chinatown, we think of Soho Chinatown,
right?
Which is like very busy and full of people.
Yeah.
So we even like consider it as a tourist attraction. So in Liverpool, sometimes people visit Chinatown as a tourist attraction, but it's very quiet.
Yeah.
And like, it's not that busy. So people sometimes like get confused, you know, in Chinatown.
They probably think, where's the rest of it, you know?
Yeah.
But you can take your photo with the, you know, with the arch.
Yeah.
Maybe? Big arch, like you said. I had heard it was one of the biggest, so, yeah. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is small compared to like London. London's like, it's busy. It's like,
yeah,
it's lots of restaurants. It's, I mean, I have to say London Chinatown's way better. So
yeah.
I have to say that.
And now you're based in London.
So yeah.
I'm quite curious, like, because like Scousers, like in general, they say like, oh, Liverpool's the best. I never leave Liverpool.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah,
you are now based in London. And yeah, you moved to London from Liverpool quite long ago and have been living in London for a long time. So like, what was the motivation? What made you move to London then as a Scouser?
Yeah, so I mean, I lived in Liverpool, like went to uni there. So I was there till like, I was like 22. And then I think, you know, you get to that stage where, you know, you're looking for work and you know, seeing what you can do. My mum also moved to Manchester during that time as well. So when I left Liverpool, I think I spent a little bit of time in Edinburgh, actually, because I had a friend who was working there. And that didn't work out. I was basically, you know, a bit broke, so I couldn't stay in Edinburgh anymore. So I went and lived in Manchester for a while. And I guess I just never made it back. So I was living in Manchester. Then I got into a relationship with someone. And then that's how I ended up in London.
Oh, wow.
So, and I've been in London ever since. So, yeah. And she's my wife now. So.
Oh, wow.
So that worked out.
So is she from London then?
Yeah, she's a Londoner. So yeah.
And she wasn't interested in moving to Liverpool?
I don't think so. No.
Well,
I did,
not even to Manchester?
No, not even to Manchester. Yeah. I did try that, but it didn't work.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. Also, like, you chose to move to London.
Yeah.
Did London just make you neutralize your accent then?
Yeah, I think so. I think you naturally kind of, you tone it down a bit, because like, if you speak like, if you come like with a thick Scouse accent and you talk to people in London, like a lot of people are not going to know what you're saying. Like, it's really that different. Like, so I think you naturally, like, you tone certain things down. Like, you might not use certain phrases so much because people don't understand the phrases. And then, so over time, like, it does change. It's got to a point now where, like, my natural accent probably isn't really so Scouse anymore. But it does come back. Like, if I went back to Liverpool,
right,
tomorrow I'd wake up and I'd be, like, talking like Scouse again, like, proper.
Yeah, I can imagine. When you first moved to London then, you started to work there, right?
Yeah.
They're like, what was it like? Because like, they could have like instantly noticed or realized that you were from Liverpool by your accent and other stuff as well.
Yeah, it's one of the things that people kind of notice. Like, when you start talking, they're like, oh yeah, yeah, you know, you're a Scouser, aren't you? And then, or like nowadays, if I talk to someone, it's more like, they're like, where are you from? I can't get the accent. It's somewhere in the north.
Yeah,
like that's what they say. North. Yeah, that's what they say. And they're like, somewhere, but I can't. Then I say, oh, I'm from Liverpool. And then they'll say, oh yeah, the way you said Liverpool. Yeah, now I get it. Yeah.
Okay.
So normally it does come to them.
What about your family members, other families? Are they also trying to move to London, or are they totally happy being in Liverpool?
Not really. I think they're quite happy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just me. Like I say, that, you know, a lot of Scousers, they're just happy there.
Yeah.
Scousers, they do see themselves as a bit different, I think. There's also that attitude, like, you know, the way people like view us with suspicion when we're in London. I think it's just, the opposite is true as well. And people in Liverpool, they view everyone else as like, oh, you know, you're kind of like, you're not one of us. But for my family, yeah, I think they're quite happy. I don't think they're gonna come and join me in London. They're quite happy there.
Yeah, so I can see basically in Liverpool as well. I mean, it's relatively a small city, but I mean, Liverpool has got everything it has to offer. You know, everything I need, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the, like, shops and, like, restaurants and different brands, everything is Liverpool. In Liverpool as well.
Yeah, it's Liverpool. It's a small city, but it's, like, it kind of, like, it feels like a big city, or did growing up.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense. But, like, when I grew up, I actually thought Liverpool was a big city. And, of course, because it was a big city in its heyday, I think now the population's about 440,000 or something like that. But back in, like, maybe like 100 years ago, it was like about 800,000. It was actually a bigger city.
Yeah, even more than 1 million.
Exactly, yeah. So it was a big city. And I think because of that, even though now it's a small city, it still has that feel that it's like, it's an important place.
Right.
But yeah, when I moved away, or when I first come to London, I was like, shit, I was like, Liverpool's small? I never realized.
Right?
Yeah.
But being in Liverpool, you feel like sometimes you even get overwhelmed by like big buildings and stuff as well. The interesting fact is like Liverpool Cathedral is known to be as the biggest cathedral in the United Kingdom as well. So it's even bigger than St. Paul's Cathedral and Westminster Abbey as well.
And we've got two cathedrals as well.
Yeah, the Metropolitan one as well. Yeah, really interesting.
Do you know what we call that one?
Oh, Metropolitan one.
Yeah, do you know what we call it? It's like Scousers.
What do you call it?
We call it Paddy's Wigwam.
Paddy's
Wigwam.
Wigwam.
Yeah, can you like the wigwam? Do you know, like it's like is that like I'm gonna like sound dumb now? Is that like an Eskimo type thing?
Yeah.
And Paddy,
it's the spiky one.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like a yurt or something. But it was called Paddy's Wigwam because it's a Catholic it's a Catholic cathedral. So it's like I guess associated with the Irish or something.
Okay.
So yeah.
So you're saying like I'm going down to Paddy's
Wigwam. Yeah, you might say that. Yeah. Or you say meet me at the cathedral. And you go which cathedral? One? You go Paddy's Wigwam.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so that's how you distinguish.
Yeah.
Like I don't know anyone that would say, oh, you know, the Metropolitan Cathedral.
We
wouldn't.
Yeah,
say that.
Yeah, that sounds too posh. Actually, So. Even the Metropolitan one, that one is big, but Liverpool Cathedral is like super
Have you been to the top?
Yes, I did.
It's high, isn't it?
Yeah, because when I first went there, I didn't know it was the biggest one in the UK. So like, I didn't expect that many staircases would be waiting for me.
Yeah.
So like, I had to like stare up to like so many staircases. But the view was so good because it was really, really high on the top.
Yeah, it's really high.
Yeah, so it was very interesting. Yeah, it was so interesting to see the views of Liverpool as well. And also, the Liverpool is known as, when it comes to the museum, the number of museums, the Liverpool is home to the second biggest number of the museums as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Right? Yeah. So naturally, like, there are so many places to go. Some buildings are, like, super, super big, like the biggest one in the UK. So I think, so it's not a surprise that Liverpool people, being in Liverpool, they feel like it's such a big city for them as well, for local people. So that's quite an interesting point as well. Mm-mm. Moving on, originally regional questions. So I got some questions from people from Instagram and Facebook, from social media, and they ask some local and regional questions as well. And the first one is obviously this one. Are you red or blue?
So if you heard what I said in the intro, like I am blue, 100%.
Yeah, Everton.
Yeah, I am Everton.
Yeah. So there is a saying that like true Scousers, they are blue.
Yeah.
And red are all fake ones.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
It's true.
Really?
No, I mean, obviously there's people that grew up in the city that are Liverpool fans as well. Mm. But I think traditionally, like, Liverpool was seen as like, we're seen as like the big kind of like flashy club.
Mm.
So like Liverpool's the kind of club where if you could travel around the country, there's people that support Liverpool everywhere.
Mm-mm.
So like, whereas the people that support Everton are mainly, we're mainly Scousers.
Mm.
So we see ourselves, like, we call ourselves, we're like the people's club. So if you're a true Scouser, if you're an Evertonian.
That's cool.
Or Toffee.
Mm. Everton FC has got more history and it's older as well.
Well, that's what we say in it. You know, when we used to go to the match, you know, we'd say, if you know your history, because, I mean, I'll tell you a bit about the history for those who don't know. So Everton was, out of the two clubs, Everton is older, like you say. The whole thing of how Liverpool Football Club came about was because, you know, Everton used to play at Anfield.
Yeah.
And then whoever kind of owned that land, I think that they kind of like, they upped the rent or something. There was something that happened. And then there was like a breakaway.
Mm.
So the breakaway then became Liverpool FC. Everton was the original club.
Mm.
So really Liverpool, like, or the Red Shirts as we call them, they are like Everton reserves.
Yeah, so Everton is OG.
That's it, man.
Basically.
Yeah. One of the things I like, you know, when you go abroad, like, you know, when I've traveled like through like Europe, like maybe if I've gone on holiday to France or something, and I'll see someone wearing an Everton top, straight away, I'm telling you, straight away, I'm going to go and talk to that person. I'll be like, all right, mate, you know, good to see another blue.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a little chat.
Right.
And it's one of them things that like kind of like binds you together. So I'm always, if I see I spot an Everton shirt from like miles away, especially if I'm on holiday, and if you see another Scouser, then it's like you've got that instant rapport.
That's true. Speaking of football, like, most of my Korean friends know of Liverpool because of the Liverpool Football Club, because it's like a world top class football club. So that kind of, that name definitely made my friend, you know, be aware of the Liverpool city itself. So do you also think like football is really helping to making its own name and like making it popular worldwide as well?
Yeah, I think that's always been the case. I think like since maybe like 70s and 80s, like like even when I was young, football was always a thing with Liverpool, where if you knew one thing about Liverpool, you'd know about the football. And back in the 80s, Everton was also a top team as well. But yeah, football is one of them things where that's kind of, that makes Liverpool famous, I think, not only in the UK, but worldwide, as you said. And other than that, like there's the Beatles as well.
Yeah.
So growing up, like people would always associate Liverpool with the Beatles. So I think those two things are like really strong kind of like pillars of Liverpool culture.
Right. But it's kind of sad that like people only think of Liverpool Football Club, just football, when it comes to Liverpool, while there are so many other things to like enjoy and take a look at. So what do you think about that? Like people only like focus on football, but just overlooking all the other stuff within Liverpool.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot, like Liverpool's just got a lot to do. Like we've got like a famous waterfront, like you mentioned the museums before. I think we've like, there's like also the Tate Gallery as well, which I think is one of only a few in the UK. We've got some really nice parks as well. So, you know, there's a lot to do if people, you know, want to visit Liverpool. I'd say kind of find out a bit more about the city and, you know, don't just go to like Anfield or Goodison Park or, and, you know, there's like a Beatles, like I don't know, like a Beatles heritage thing. I've never done it. By the way, locals don't do that. So, but you know what I mean? Like look a bit further afield because Liverpool does have a bit more to offer.
Yeah. So speaking of the Beatles, like also people outside Liverpool, they are wondering if all the Scousers are huge fans of the Beatles. So do you also personally love the Beatles as well?
That's a funny thing. See, I'm not going to say I don't like them. But I mean, for me, like it's before my time, so I wouldn't say like I'm a massive fan. But I guess, yeah, like with the football, it put Liverpool on the map. Like everyone knows about the Beatles. I think it'd be a stretch to say I'm a massive fan. Yeah. But, you know, I like the Beatles, you know.
Just growing up, you just naturally could hear Beatles songs and listen to Beatles song on the telly, on the radio as well. What about your parents? Did your parents love, like, playing the Beatles songs at home?
That's funny. Like, my mum, like, you know what? She was more of an Elvis fan.
Oh, Elvis.
So I think it's that era, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, where, obviously, Elvis, like, being American, but, you know, He was massive, like, for, I think, for a lot of people. Yeah, my mum used to talk about Elvis probably more than the Beatles.
So what about your personal favourite then, like music artist?
When I grew up, like back, I was like more of a like 90s child growing up. So like I was into Britpop, and maybe that is influenced by the Beatles.
Yeah.
Because like in Liverpool, like that whole heritage of like bands, like, you know, proper bands was really big and probably continues to be big now. Whereas I think like, in mainstream like British culture, it's like most people listen to like hip hop type stuff, but the band culture is still strong in Liverpool. So growing up like in the 90s, I'd listen to people like Blur, Oasis, those bands like big in the day, not necessarily like Liverpool bands, but just, you know, that kind of, you know, it was just that kind of vibe where, you know, you want to go to a gig or something.
Right. So I think that local culture, including the music culture, definitely also kind of like has changed your taste in music and culture and art in general as well.
I quite like my clothes and trainers and stuff like that. And I think that's a strong part of Liverpool identity. You know, having nice trainers, like, I mean, you wouldn't be seen dead. Like if you had like shit trainers, that was it. Like you might as well just give up on having friends. You needed to have nice trainers.
Oh, wow.
So there was a shop that was called Wade Smith that, like, you know, if anyone like my age is listening to this, like, you know, growing up, you know, 80s and 90s, you'd go to Wade Smith if you wanted nice clothes. Bear in mind that Liverpool was not like a fashionable city back in those days, but we had everything in Wade Smith. Like you could get like Prada and Gucci and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And the thing about Scousers is we like to look good. Like, even if you're just going to the match,
right.
Like, your clothes are going to get fucking dirty as hell, but you had to wear, like, really nice stuff. So that was definitely a part of Liverpool culture. Having nice trainers, like, a nice coat, like, designer labels, all of that. Like, I'm not into, like, that kind of stuff so much now, but I'd say I still care about my trainers.
It's quite original local culture then.
Yeah, that's definitely a Scouse thing, like, just having, like, really nice, nice, like, kind of casual wear and trainers.
Interesting. There's a, like, phrase saying that, scouts not English, right? For example, if I ask you if you are English, you wouldn't really answer, I'm English, but, like, I'm scouts.
Probably true, yeah. Mm-hmm. You'd probably say you're scouts first. That is... Because when you say you're English, like, especially, like, you know, if you talk to, like, people that are, like, are not from the UK, they have this, like, idea of what it's like to be English. Like, they might, you know, have, like, you know, like, this, like, upper-class kind of accent and all that kind of stuff. And Liverpool really isn't like that. So I think to distinguish yourself from what people think English people are like, then you'd have to say, well, no, I'm a Scouser. And because your culture is a bit different.
Right. So would it be even, like, annoying to introduce someone from Liverpool as just an English person? An English guy.
You could do, but, like, they might just say, no, I'm a Scouser. But interestingly, like, I've been to other parts of the UK where when you say you're a Scouser, people love you. Like, for example, I've been to Scotland, right? I've been to Glasgow.
Right.
And then when you, like, you know, like, you queue up to go to a club or something, and everyone around you, like, you know, it's big Scottish people, and, like, you feel a bit intimidated. And then they start speaking to you and they say, where are you from? And, like, you'd never say, I'm from England, because then you get yourself beaten up. So if you say, I'm a Scouser, then they see you as, oh, yeah, you're kind of like one of us, because we all fucking hate Londoners. It's like one of that. It's like one of them.
Yeah. So I can see that in Northern England, like, Northerners, they would even just choose to go up to Scotland rather than just going down to London.
Definitely. Because, like, I think, like, when you're in the south of England, everything is London-centric. Like, if you live in Hampshire, or you live in Hertfordshire, you know what I mean? Whatever, you're going to go to London. You gravitate towards London. Whereas in the north, you kind of, like, you know, you're more open to, like, the culture in other cities. So I definitely, like, when I was younger, like, you'd go to places, like, for a night out, you'd go to, like, Manchester, or you'd go to Leeds. Or, yeah, like, say, you know, you'd go to Scotland.
Right.
But probably because, like, physically... like, you're a bit closer as well in terms of geography. But I do think, like, that London culture dominates everywhere. Everywhere, like, south of Birmingham is dominated by London.
Right. So that's why also you went up to Edinburgh and also spent some time in Glasgow as well.
Yeah.
Oh, so Scottish people were... So you could get on with Scottish people.
Yeah, you have a certain affinity with Scottish people, I'd say. Or you can do being a Scouser.
Oh, that's cool. Korea and maybe in Asian countries, when we think of, like, being successful, we think this way, like, successful people go to the capital city or the biggest city of this country, or, like, you should go to the capital city to be successful. Okay. So what about, like, people in Liverpool? Do they also feel that way as well? Or sometimes some Scousers, they go on an adventure to London to be a successful person, or they don't really necessarily feel that way as well? Yeah. Or, like, is there another, like, a northern version of, like, a successful people city?
Interesting you said about Korea, because I never knew that about Korea. Like, I know Seoul is the biggest city, but, like, I don't know if, like, I never knew that was, like, the thing where everyone would want to go to Seoul. I think depending on what industry you're in, it would still be the same here. Like, if you want to make it, like, in, like, banking or whatever, or, like, or the media, you know, something to do with, like, you know, in the media or film. Yeah, I think you'd still have to go to London, really. But I think maybe, like, depending on what field, like, you're in, like, you can be a success, you know, in other places. I think with Liverpool, like, you're close to Manchester. So you think you've got that kind of, like, regional kind of hub where, you know, you might go from Liverpool to Manchester. I think that's quite a common thing that people do. And I think it really just depends on your attitude, because there are some people that, like, people in Liverpool that would just think, okay, yeah, I'm gonna go to London. This is where the big jobs are. I'm gonna make my money. And there might be some people, as I said before, that are just like, nah, I ain't going to London. And depending on what it is that, you know, you want to do, you know, you can be successful in Liverpool as well.
Then, if you were up for, like, corporate jobs, would you go to, like, Manchester? So is Manchester kind of considered to be the city for corporate jobs or business people then?
I'd say it's probably true that there's more corporate jobs in Manchester.
Yeah.
It's probably likely, you know, if you think about, like, regional offices to, like, big companies, they're more likely to be in Manchester. Like, if you want a northern hub, it's probably going to be Manchester, or maybe, like, Birmingham in the Midlands. But Liverpool, like, I think probably suffers from because it's smaller. But then again, I mean, I don't know, because Liverpool, like, historically has had links to, like, financial institutions, and I think insurance was big in Liverpool, because back in the days, like, you know, when Liverpool was like a big port, I think there were a lot of like shipbuilders and ship insurers that were based in the city. So we've got like Liverpool Victoria, which is like an insurance company. I don't know much about them, but like, you know, I think we do have some kind of big organizations, big corporations in Liverpool as well.
There must be a lot of like trading companies as well.
I guess so. Yeah, I don't know too much about that, but I guess so.
Because like it's a poor city, so naturally
as
well. So speaking of Liverpool, let's try another topic as well. And because I make lots of videos about the Scouse accent and Liverpool dialect words as well, Scouse words.
Yeah, so you're pretty good at it.
How do you find my videos?
So I first kind of come across your videos like on Instagram. And the thing that struck me was, I was like, this guy, like, he's not a Scouser, but the accent's quite good. And that's kind of how I first got to know you.
Really?
And then I'd be like, hey, look at this guy. So obviously you've spent time around Scousers. You can tell that you've spent a lot of time around Scousers. So I think you try and pick up a lot of the nuances. And it's pretty accurate.
Oh, thank you. So I'm so happy to meet a fellow like Asian Scouser as well. So I've brought some Scouse phrases, and I would like to interpret the Scouse phrases and explain what each phrase and sentence mean to the listeners. So I've got quite a few, so let's get started. Let's find out some Scouse sentences. So first one is Goedla get the ailing.
Goedla
get the ailing.
Goedla is like, that's like a rallying call. It's like, come on, like, come and do it. Goedla, like, if you want someone to do something, it's Goedla. Whatever it is, like, you want to make someone, especially if they're a little bit reluctant. You know, sometimes people, like, they need a bit of encouragement. It's Goedla. Definitely. Yeah. And what's the other bit?
The other one is get the ailing.
Get the ailing.
Yeah.
It means like have a drink, get a drink, get the bevvies.
Yeah. Not just like ginger ale or
not ginger.
No. Yeah. Not yeah. IPA or
Scousers. Scousers are big drinkers, so
So get the ale in as well.
Get some bevvies, la.
Good. Next one. That brachy was proper bosta.
The what?
That brachy was proper bosta.
Brechy.
Yeah,
brechy. So brechy is breakfast. Yeah, so that's an easy one. But you'd never say breakfast. Yeah, it is always brechy.
Yeah.
And proper boss.
Yeah, proper boss.
Proper boss is like fucking so good. Like, that's something I still say now. You know, maybe not proper boss. I'd say it's boss. So I had to explain that one to my colleagues. Like, so working in London, like, you mean people don't know this. So I don't know, like, the terms.
Yeah.
So I might say, oh, that's boss.
Boss.
And then they're like, what? So I have to, that's one that I've had to explain to people.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, like, you just naturally use it right away.
It's just natural.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, boss. So that's one of the most,
dead,
like,
boss is,
dead boss.
For me, anyway, like, it wouldn't just be boss. It would always be, like, dead boss.
Yeah. So boss, dead boss.
Dead boss.
Proper boss.
Yeah.
As well. Cool. Next one is this one. I gotta get some scran from the Asta.
I've probably said that before. So scran is scran is like dinner. Like any food, basically.
Any food
is
scran.
If you're hungry, but it works better if you're hungry.
Mm.
So if you're like, it's not just a snack. It's like, I'm starving. Need a scran.
Starving, need some scran.
Yeah, and then the Asda is like, it's always the Asda.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to have that, what do you call it in language? Like, definite article?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Article. Yeah, you've got to have the Asda.
Yeah, the Asda.
And I don't know why, because you don't have the Tesco or anything else, only with Asda. But it's never Asda, it's always the Asda.
Yeah. Another example is like Home and Bargain.
I think it used to be Home and Bargain, though.
Yeah, I think that's the reason why.
Yeah, and now it's Home. Is it Home Bargains?
Just Home Bargains.
Yeah. I read that now. I read it, like, you know, if I see it, like, in I saw it recently.
Right.
I was actually up in Manchester, and then I was in Wivenshaw, and then there was Home Bargains, and and in my head, it's like, I'm sure it should be Home and Bargains.
Right.
Because I think it used to be.
So I think that's because, like, people still just use Home and Bargain.
Yeah, Scouts are like, we just don't change things for Scouts. Yeah. You gotta, like, we're too simple. You gotta just keep it as it is.
Once Home and Bargain, forever.
Always
Home and
Bargain. Home and Bargains. Yeah, don't mess with that.
Yeah, and Asta as well. It's the Asta.
The Asta.
So basically, the sentence "I gotta get some scran from the Asta" means,
like, I've gotta go to Asda to buy some food.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now people get it.
Yeah.
And next one. I've got a Cobon like.
Cobon. How would I describe?
Yeah, how would you describe it?
How would I describe it? Cobon is like, you're angry, you're pissed off.
So when would Scousers say that? Oh, I've got a Cobon like.
Like, if someone's really annoyed you, that's when you've got a Cobon. Mm. Yeah. Or you might say that about someone else. Let's say I got a friend and he wants to talk to you because I'm going to talk to Billy. I might say, no, don't talk to Billy. He's got a cob on.
So he's a bit annoyed then.
Yeah. So like, someone's got a cob on. It's like, you got to tread carefully.
Okay. Yeah. So got a cob on is basically...
Got a cob on is like, yeah, you're...
Being annoyed. Yeah, you're pissed. Irritated. Yeah. Pissed. Yeah. Yeah, get it. And next one is this one. He's a wolf from over the water.
He's a wool.
Yeah, he's a wool from over the water.
So wool is basically you're not a proper Scouser. Like you might be like close to Liverpool or people call it Merseyside. Merseyside is like as a joke. What the hell is Merseyside? Mm. It's Liverpool. Liverpool's a city. Anyway, you might be from somewhere close to Liverpool, but if you're not from Liverpool, you're a woolly or woolly bach.
Woolly bach.
And if you're from over the water, forget it. You're not a Scouser. Mm. Over the water is like means like do you know like the Mersey? You got the River Mersey. So on one side is Liverpool, the other side is like Wirral and like Birkenhead. But that's what we mean when we say over the water, which might be quite confusing if you're not from Liverpool, because you might think what water?
Yeah, that's true.
So like you mean Ireland?
Yeah, it's not like River Thames or something. Nah. So people from over the water are usually like people from Wirral, Birkenhead. But yeah. I think like people from there, people in Wirral or Birkenhead, they would say like, I'm going over the water.
Yeah.
Sort of like that.
Yeah.
I'm going over the water for the weekend. Yeah. Sort of like that.
So over the water is just like I'm going to like from one side
Liverpool,
to the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. So over the water is that one. Yeah. And wool is?
Wool is like woolly back.
So wool is like non-Scouser.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. So thank you very much for your interpretation, no explanation worries.
I hope I'm spot on. Maybe people will correct me on it. But yeah,
that was proper boss. God,
sound.
Sound. Yeah. So, any other like Scouse phrases or like your favorite Scouse word? Have you got?
It probably is sound.
Yeah,
like,
sound.
I just, do you know what I mean? I'm gonna say that to the day I die. Like I say, you know, it's just the best word to describe something that's good. Mm. It's sound. I even write it like I'll write it. Like, do you know, if I'm at work and I'm like on Teams and I'm communicating with like a colleague and they say something and I'm like, okay, cool. I'll be like, sound.
So you can use sound as like a okay, cool context.
Yeah.
But also like something is cool. Something is cool
in a sound, or it could just mean okay.
Oh, but if you compare sound and boss, are they like equal? Or like boss is greater, sound is just cool.
Boss is higher.
Okay.
You can't say something's boss unless it's like it's really good. Like that sound, because sometimes it's casual. It's like just that sounds like that's cool. That's okay.
Yeah.
Whereas you like if you're saying that's boss, you're like no. You like say mate, look, this is fucking cool.
So you mean it.
You really
you definitely
mean it.
Like compliment. Something.
Yeah, yeah. If something is boss, it's like it's not mediocre. It's very good.
Right. So I can imagine people would use sound more often then.
Sound is more like just like a colloquialism. Yeah. You know, it's like a turn. It's like a phrase. Whereas what boss has like it has more meaning behind it.
Sound. Okay. Yeah. Anything else? Have you got any other Scouse phrase you like?
Just things that that I still say now, like if I'm going to the hospital, like I think you've said this one. It's always the Aussie.
Aussie's
the hospital. Like oh fuck, I gotta go to the Aussie.
Yeah, Aussie. So,
yeah. And then other ones like Lecky.
Lecky.
You know Lecky?
What is it?
So Lecky's like electricity.
Oh, okay.
So let's say like your bill's like really high, but oh fucking hell, like Lecky bill's like massive.
Oh, Lecky bills.
Lecky, yeah.
Oh wow.
Okay. Or it's like a Lecky car.
Lecky car? Oh, yeah, because it's electric.
Yeah. So anything electric is lecky.
Oh, wow.
And then if you're going to go to, like the locker room or changing rooms, it's changies.
Changies?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like Aussie, actually. Yeah. Australia.
I think it's just, like, everything being shortened.
Yeah. Changies.
So, yeah. Like, so you'd be like, just wait a lad, I'm going to go changies.
Oh, that makes sense, though. Yeah. I think I can definitely just understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Those are probably some of my favorites.
Yeah, that sound. Yeah. Oh, good. Okay. So we've been talking about some Scouse phrases. Let's go back to just Liverpool as a city. Let's just start from like a very broad question. What is good about Liverpool? What's the best thing about Liverpool then?
Best thing? The people. Mm. So like, you know, Isam, I consider myself a Scouser, always a Scouser. Mm. And people there are different in the sense that they're friendly, they'll talk to you.
Mm.
Like, you know, when you come to London, like, you can't really talk to people, like strangers, because, like, they'll think you're a bit mad or something.
Mm.
Like, you wouldn't get on the tube, right, and start talking to someone, because, like, they definitely think you want something.
Mm.
Whereas in Liverpool, like, when I was growing up, people would just talk to you because they're friendly.
Right.
Like, you could be, like, at the Asda, and
right.
someone would just, like, you might buy something, you have put something on the, you know, on that conveyor belt thing.
Yeah.
And someone behind you in the queue would just, like, we'll say something
mm-hmm.
about, like, you know, friendly. Like, not like, not something, like, kind of to get at you, but it's like, oh, you know, you're buying that? Yeah, I got that last week. And
yeah. It's dead boss. I actually felt it. Yeah. So, like, sometimes when I walk around Liverpool, some people are like, oh, you've got nice trainees on, yeah?
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
It was like, I actually got a bit intimidated because I'm not really... Like,
you're not used to familiar. It.
Yeah, I'm not really used to like just like those like casual small talks as well.
Yeah.
Like me being an Asian as well, because that wouldn't really happen back in Seoul in Korea as well.
Yeah, Aldi wouldn't do that there, no.
Yeah. If you can just bring one thing from Liverpool to your neighborhood in London, like what would you like to bring from Liverpool to London?
One thing?
I don't
know.
It can be anything. It could be your favorite restaurant. One massive building.
Like a couple of my favorite things, like, but if you're in town and you wanted to get a fish and chips, you'd have to go to the lobster pot. That's like a tradition.
The lobster pot.
Yeah. So like, you know, you had a night out or something, you had a few bevvies.
Right.
And then you wanted like to get some food. Yeah. You'd have to go and get your fish and chips. Get your scran.
Yeah. So many Scousers mentioned the lobster pot.
Yeah.
So they even asked me like, oh, what's your favorite food from lobster pot after the night out or something like that.
Yeah.
So what's special about the lobster pot there?
It's just an institution. I mean, to tell you the truth, it's just a fish and chip shop.
Mm.
But because it's the one that, you know, you're used to going to, it's like it's one that obviously, you know, it's there.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's there. It's consistent.
Yeah. And it's been in Liverpool for such a long time.
Yeah, as far as I remember, I think,
wow.
Yeah. Is it still there now? I don't know.
It should be, yeah.
I think it still is. But yeah, it was always there when I was growing up.
So it's almost like a landmark. Now,
exactly.
A monumental thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
And other than that, I mean, I guess it's from my childhood, like for me, Calderstones Park, or Coldies Park, as we call it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the park that I was like, it was close to where I lived. And we used to go there just like, you know, just when I was young, like play football or play tennis or whatever it was. I spent a lot of time there.
Mm-hmm.
So that park, I think it's got like a botanical garden as well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or I might be thinking of Seffy Park, but I don't know, one of them parks anyway. So Sefton Park, Calderstones Park, two really nice kind of like parks in South Liverpool. If you go to Liverpool, go to Seffy Park and Coldies Park.
Then other than park, what other Liverpool attractions and destinations would you recommend as well?
I remember like when I was growing up, we used to go Concert Square and there was like loads of bars around there that we'd go to. And then you've got like... adjacent to that you've got like Slater Street
Mm-mm.
and there were just like loads of bars there that like if you were a student or if you were young you'd spend a lot of time there and you'd meet all kinds of like wacky people because like it's just like a big melting pot Liverpool so you could be out there and you'd maybe like see the footballer like, you know, Rob, do you know Robbie Fowler so you used to kind of just see him like knocking about.
Oh wow.
I think he liked the bevy.
Right.
So you might bump into some footballers on a night out, but that part of Liverpool, just at the bottom of Bold Street.
Mm-hmm. And basically, just Liverpool has got one city centre. So like just around the city centre, you can just go to different close areas.
Yeah, it's like walkable. Like like from one side of the city centre to the next, like everywhere's kind of like it's reachable.
Right. So from the train station, I think like almost like everywhere is like walkable.
Pretty much everywhere central anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, which is good as well.
Yeah, visit the docks as well.
Mm.
So don't go to Liverpool without going to docks.
Albert Dock.
Yeah.
Albert Dock. when it comes to like suburban areas or just like near Liverpool, what kind of like places or small towns would you recommend as well?
I'm thinking about like places where I used to go. I mean, you could go over the water.
Mm.
And there's like, there's New Brighton there. It's like a little beach.
Yeah.
There's
a metro as well.
Yeah.
So you can just take the train.
You just get a train. Yeah. Crosby's quite nice, which is like North Liverpool.
Mm.
So you've got like, again, beaches. Like you don't really think of Liverpool and beaches, but you know, we've got some kind of quite decent beaches if the weather's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't rain as much as it does in Manchester, so you know. It's, in a summer, it can be quite nice to go to the beach. If you go like kind of like further out as well, we've got like there's a place called Otterspool. So it's really nice to just walk along the promenade and like you know on a nice summer's day.
Yeah,
get your ice cream or something. It's just, nice for a little trip like outside of the city centre.
That's good.
There's a place called Knowsley, which. I think the town itself, I don't think there's much there in the town, but there's like a safari park there. So especially if you've got like kids and you want to see some animals, then you could go hop over to Knowsley.
Because like for Londoners during the summer holiday, they choose to go to like Cornwall, like southwest, right?
Well, that's quite far from London though.
Right? Or like Brighton, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Brighton, but like what about like for Scousers for summer holiday?
Oh yeah, yeah. So like... For us, the equivalent would probably be going to like North Wales.
Wales, right.
You know, have you heard of Snowdonia?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you got like hiking and stuff like that.
Right.
Like we call them mountains, but I know like our mountains compared to other places, they're tiny.
Just hills, you know.
Yeah, but we call them mountains because they're the biggest ones that we've got.
Yeah.
So you've got like Snowdon and there's nice hiking like kind of trails and if you're into it, probably like you know like mountain biking as well. But for me, it's like the Lake District, like in Cumbria. That for me is a lot nicer. I mean, it's not really a secret because like everyone knows about it. Like if you go like to Lake District in the summer, it'll be chocker. So like
chocker,
so many people there. Yeah, it'll be full of like tourists, like probably a lot of Asian tourists as well. I think it's quite popular for like maybe Chinese tourists, but people from all different places. That's kind of like where a lot of Scousers might go for a little holiday.
I wouldn't be bothered to go to Cornwall or Brighton.
Cornwall's a bit far, like Brighton, yeah. You wouldn't want to go Brighton because there's too many Londons there, too many Cockneys there.
Right, too many Cockneys, yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel like just Liverpool and Northern England as a whole hasn't got attention as much as it deserves as well. So what do you feel about that? Like Liverpool hasn't got much spotlight and attention.
Yeah, no, I think I agree with you. I think the reasons are more like you're on social media, and I think like now with lots of I think our culture was protected a bit more, like when I was younger, like things that were like important like for Scousers, like that culture would feed itself. Whereas nowadays if you're young and you're growing up in Liverpool, like a lot of the like content that you're looking at online is going to be like the British stuff. It's not going to be from Liverpool. It's going to be from like you say, like London. So I think the culture is like we're becoming more like a homogenous like culture in the UK.
Yeah.
Whereas, and I think that's like with what you're saying about London dominating, I think that's probably one of the reasons why.
I really hope like Liverpool and just like other regional areas become more famous and popular, and some people and other people start to enjoy more about it. And
I think if you keep on doing like your videos and the accents, it's like
hopefully my
that might help.
Hopefully my accent videos would help. Dialect videos would help as well. The time is up, so I think that's it for this podcast. And how did you enjoy it? How did you find it?
I really enjoyed it. It was quite it's quite good for me to reminisce and to think about my life in Liverpool because I don't live there now. So just bring back those kind of memories of what it was like to grow up there. And because it is a place where I spent so much of the young part of my life, it's still a place that I'm fond of, and you know I certainly like to promote it.
So thank you very much, Edmund. On the next episode, we are going to talk about another region with different guests as well. So stay tuned. If you haven't subscribed to my podcast yet, don't forget to subscribe and leave your comments as well. Thank you very much. That was Korean Billy, and I'll see you on the next episode.